Okay, let's get it. It is Locked On LSU, your team every day. I'm Matt Moscona, ESPN Radio, Baton Rouge, New Orleans, Alexandria, CST, and right here for the Locked On LSU podcast. Ed Ogeron made his weekly visit with Off the Bench. They did actually talk some football, also the goings-on of the past 48, 72 hours. So let's actually begin there with what transpired on Monday, what is likely to transpire here Tuesday. It was a remarkable 24 hours in the history of college football. Players advocated for themselves. They were joined by a chorus of major college football coaches, primarily from the Big Ten, the likes of Jim Harbaugh, Ryan Day, James Franklin, Scott Frost. Nebraska even suggested that they would be open to filling a schedule outside of the Big Ten if the Big Ten did not play. The president of the United States of America and governors from across the country all joined in the chorus to say, effectively, let them play. Earlier in the day, as it was reported that we shared with you yesterday, that the Big Ten and the Pac-12 had all but decided that they were going to cancel a fall football season, ultimately decided to delay the start of their fall football season. What this may mean now is if the Big Ten and Pac-12 elect to play, that their start date could fall in line more with what the SEC did in a September the 26th start date. Now, it's also worth noting that particulars in the SEC made their voices known, among them Greg Sankey and Scott Woodward. Now, as it stands, this is the general feeling among college football conferences. The SEC and the ACC appear to be in. The Big 12 is on the fence, and the Big 10 and the Pac-12 were trending toward being out, but now they're just delaying. SEC Commissioner Greg Sankey did tweet on Monday, and I'm reading here, "Best advice I've received since COVID-19, be patient, take time when making decisions. This is all new, and you'll gain better information each day. The SEC has been deliberate at each step since March. Slowed return to practice. Delayed first game to respect start of fall semester. Developed testing protocols. We know concerns remain. We have never had a football season in a COVID-19 environment. Can we play? I don't know. We haven't stopped trying. We support, educate, and care for our student-athletes every day, and will continue to do so every day." Sankey also mentioned on Tuesday that in consultation with the SEC medical testing protocol, they have been given the okay to proceed. That doesn't mean to start the season necessarily, but to continue and proceed as they are. LSU Athletics Director Scott Woodward on Monday released a statement. "We remain steadfast in our approach in the Southeastern Conference, taking all the available time to gather as much information as possible in order to make informed decisions. We are united in our process and our focus on the safety and well-being of our student-athletes. The recent flood of reports surrounding college athletics does not alter that approach. As we have said since the beginning, we are patiently working through each and every variable, following the direction of our Return to Safety and Medical Guidance Task Force. I believe our student-athletes want to play. We owe it to them to make every effort to do so safely." So effectively, what happened on Monday is very powerful university presidents in the Big Ten and the Pac-12, who had all but decided that they were going to cancel a fall football season, were turned back by a flood of pressure from its institutions, from its players, from its prominent coaches, from politicians, all the way up to the president of the United States of America. It is stunning and impossible to put into words the what transpired in having university presidents prepared to cancel a fall football season only to have their employees, their football coaches, very publicly lobby in direct opposition to what it is they were trying to do. What a stunning day in the history of college football, but a day that certainly keeps alive the very real possibility of a fall football season with all of the Power Five. We will certainly talk more about this as today goes along. The Big Ten and Pac-12 are expected to vote today. The Big 12 is expected also to have a meeting of its conference presidents, so we should have some more clear direction by the end of the day today where all of the Power Five stands very publicly. Now, a lot have asked if they might be able to join together to move forward. That's really hard for me to believe. They've had 5 months, and after 5 months, the Power Five couldn't come together as one unified voice. Instead, a week ago, we were talking about five different schedules with five different formats and five different start dates. I don't know that I believe now they would all start pulling in the same direction. But for the sake of the 2020 college football season, here's hoping they can. Speaking of which, Ed Ogeron talked about the 2020 college football season this morning with Jordy Collada and T-Bob Hebert. We'll get to that here shortly, but I have got phenomenal news. We told you in the past several months about Built Bar, BuiltBar.com, the best tasting protein bar in the world. Well, Built Bar went into their lab, and they are releasing the new Built Bar. If you go to their website, BuiltBar.com, you will see a countdown. And we are, as I'm recording this, 1 day, 13 hours, 59 minutes, and 8 seconds away from the new BuiltBar.com. So on Wednesday, Thursday, you will have a brand new Built Bar website up with new flavors. You can see their promotional video there, but best tasting protein bar in the world, bar none. They made a protein bar that tastes like a candy bar. And six new flavors, 18 total, even better tasting, even better macros. It's all coming Thursday, the new BuiltBar.com. BuiltBar.com. Check them out. So Ed Ogeron was a guest Tuesday with Jordy Collada and T-Bob Hebert on Off the Bench on ESPN Radio Baton Rouge, New Orleans, Alexandria, as he is every Tuesday. And he talked about football, but he also talked about the reports that have been swirling really since Saturday. And that's where he began how he is addressing this with his team.
First of all, you got to address it and know it's out there. But as far as the SEC, as far as I know, we're still gathering information. We're still fighting to play. We want to play. We've always spoke like we wanted to play. And I believe in our commissioner. I believe in our athletic director. I believe in our presidents. And that I know that we're going to do the right thing for our players, safety first. But I do believe with Dr. Katie O'Neill, with Shelley, with Jack, we have the best care for our players that they can get anywhere. Our players feel safe. I know that our players and most of the players around the country want to play. But I do believe that we need to continue and let the process take its place, continue on, and then make a proper decision when time comes.
Ogeron was also very clear in expressing a timeline that effectively everybody within the SEC continues to hold fast to.
You know, the easiest thing to do right now is say no. But we want to compete for our players and find out what's best for them. Now, at the end, if our players can't play, I'm for one that's not going to put them in harm's way, and they know that. So we're going to find out the best thing that we can do for our players. And obviously, we're going to listen to our presidents and our commissioners. And I have 100% confidence that they're going to make the right decision.
Something else that we've heard often throughout this entire COVID-19 process and the return to campus has been that players are safer on campus than they are at home or amid the general student population or being left to their own devices. And that's something that Ed Ogeron reiterated on Tuesday.
Man, I do believe that Shelley and Jack and Scott Woodward have put us in the best position. Our players feel safe. Yes, we'll players catch the COVID, but we'll test. And as soon as they do, we'll put them, we'll give them the best care that they can. Most of our guys that caught COVID were asymptomatic. They came back. We put them in proper quarantine, 9 to 10 days, whatever that may be. And our team seems like we're in good shape for now. I do believe we have very few guys that have it, and our guys are practicing very well with a great mindset.
You know, hearing Ed Ogeron say that reminded me of a conversation that we had back in May with Shauna Ricks. And Shauna is the mother of five-star cornerback freshman Elias Ricks, who's about to start his freshman season at LSU. And I talked to Shauna back in May as the return to campus protocol was being put into place. There was a lot of conversation if student athletes should return to campus then or continue to remain in quarantine. And there was an idea, as you heard Ed Ogeron say there, that the players would actually be safer on campus because of all the protocols they had. Cleaning the weight room, social distancing, testing, mask wearing, all of the protocols in place that weren't necessarily strictly adhered to or enforceable outside of the LSU football bubble. This is what Shauna Ricks said back in May about her son going to campus.
I'm excited about it. I've wanted for this to happen for quite some time, and I feel like we're in a place now where they can keep my son safer than I can. I am sure that everyone around him is going to be tested, that those facilities are going to be spotless. And right now, I mean, I have to be concerned, just like with eating, like he's going to have a meal plan there, which is certainly going to be more cost effective for me. But at the same time, you know, because it's expensive feeding a football player, I know all the other parents feel me and hear me on this one, but it's something where it's consistent where his food is coming from, where right now we just kind of have to scramble. And then it's like an anxiety thing. And it's, you know, it's everything will be contained and structured in one setting.
The coaches want a season, the players want a season, and that's from an LSU football parent saying she feels like her son is safer on campus than at home. At some point, we have to look at this in totality and say, why aren't we listening to the people who are the ones who are, I'm using quotes here, being put at risk? If they are comfortable with the protocols, then why should we have an opinion on the matter? The players who are all consenting adults, by the way, legal adults who are consenting to be there, their parents are okay with it. The coaches are satisfied with the protocols. Why are we objecting? Let them make their own decisions. And it seems like that was their cry on Sunday evening, and that is something that apparently has been heard. Now, what about on the field? We'll discuss that as we come back to wrap up Locked On LSU. Your team every day. LSU. If you have not done so yet, please subscribe to the Locked On LSU podcast on whatever podcast platform you're listening. We just greatly appreciate you for being here and allowing us to spend part of our day with you here on the Locked On LSU podcast. Subscribe and tell a friend that we're here talking LSU football every single day. Ed Ogeron did spend part of his interview with Jordy and T-Bob talking about what's actually happening on the field. Remember, LSU is still going through those football school walk-through practices, and Ogeron described what they're like.
Well, we have an emphasis of the day. We walk through it. Our guys are going through position drills, getting them better, ongoing skill development. We're filming everything. We're grading everything just like it was a real practice. The energy level is very high. I'll say this to you. Saturday morning, we had one of the best practices we've had during all of football school.
Wow.
And it goes to show you the mindset of our football team. And I walked off the field and felt like if it was Wednesday, we'd be prepared to play anybody in the country.
Ed was also asked, since this is the first time that he's spoken to the media or spoken publicly since the new schedule additions of Vanderbilt and Missouri were announced, he was asked his opinion on adding those two teams to the 2020 schedule.
It don't matter who we play, we're ready to play. Those are the two teams on our schedule. We're playing the SEC. 10 great SEC games. Be challenging for our football team. We're ready. I know our fans are excited. Missouri's coming to town here. We're going to Vanderbilt. Those are the two teams we're playing. Let's buckle up. On any given day, the Tigers have to have their hands up and be ready to play football.
A couple of other personnel tidbits that Ed Ogeron mentioned. He was asked about Jarrell Cherry. Said he's confident Jarrell could play inside or out, could be an outside player on first and second down, then kick inside on third down if they wanted more of a pass rush. He was asked about Maurice Hampton's role and said Mo is definitely fighting for a starting role. As for the other safety, here's what he said about Todd Harris and his recovery coming off a torn ACL.
He's doing well. You know, he cannot go through everything. You know, as you know, those knees, they swell up a little bit, get a little swelling in them. So we need to take it easy on him. But as far as conditioning and work hard, he's done well, but we're watching him. He's not able to do everything right now, but if we feel that the season starts, he'll be 100%.
Hoping for the best and a healthy season, certainly for Todd Harris, and that may be a guy who, if the season is in fact delayed or it is delayed to September the 26th, may benefit from another month or so of rehab and recovery to be ready. And Ed Ogeron did also talk about Tyler Shelvin, whose weight and academics are seemingly constantly a question here in the offseason, but all things seem to be going well.
Big T's doing good. Big okay. T is practicing well. He's doing well. He still has some academic work to do. Derek Pinesi has done a tremendous job with him, staying with him all summer. He is in an intercession course right now. He's going to finish it, and I do believe everything's going to work out fine. But his attitude has been phenomenal.
If you want to catch the entire interview with Coach O, between Coach O, Jordy, and T-Bob, you can get to 1045ESPN.com. On demand, click off the bench, and you'll see the entire interview there. In the meantime, that'll do it for us here on the Locked On LSU podcast. We're glad to have you with us. Please subscribe. Until tomorrow, it is Locked On LSU, your team every day. Locked On LSU.